Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well Devotional Series. We are up to Things Unsaid, Part 2. And we're going to read this devotional, and then we're going to discuss it some more. We start off with it saying, the Father's supernatural use of His words, vessels of wrath, to guide you personally. Yahweh said to Moses, when you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you power to do. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let my people go. Exodus 4, verse 21. Yahweh called Moses for a specific reason to free his people and granted him the power to do so. We will call this Yahweh's wisdom and direction for Moses to fulfill his purpose. He tells Moses to deliver the message to Pharaoh, and then Yahweh hardens Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the people go. Knowing that this appears absurd to the undeemed mind, Shaul, the Apostle Paul writes, What if the Almighty chosen to show his wrath and make known his power bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of mercy whom he prepared in advance for glory? Romans 9, verse 22 to 23. The vessel of wrath, in this case, Pharaoh, who would ultimately be destroyed, was created to make things difficult for Moses. Yahweh's intention was to make Moses aware of his glorious calling, at the same time to reveal his own glory. In other words, Yahweh used a vessel of wrath to guide Moses to his destiny. The pattern is this. The Father inserts objects of wrath into the path of his people to infect a fuller understanding of their calling. The purpose is to alter their course, leading them to discover the vision he has for them. One of the keys to understanding the process of discovering your personal calling is to recognize how the test forced you to practice rest in the midst of wrath. Testing teaches you fully trusting Yahweh's guidance when unforeseen events take place, even if those events are initiated by those destined for destruction. Once this is affirmed in you, you can testify, I am always right where I am supposed to be. He will make sure of it. His sovereignty guarantees it. Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18, verse 3. The kingdom is meant to be understood by children. The reality that Yahweh is sovereign over all is more easily accepted by a child. That he is sovereign over both the chosen and the unchosen is only accepted by a child. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and this is their vindication from me, declares Yahweh. Isaiah 54, verse 17. The weapon will not prevail. You will overcome it. Nevertheless, this does not negate the fact that it is Yahweh himself who formed it. See, it is I who created the blacksmith who fans the coals into the flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. Isaiah 54, verse 16. The vessel of wrath is his tool to test his chosen ones and his way of making the riches of his glory known. So in my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but I will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The vessel of wrath is his tool to test his chosen ones. It is his way of making the riches of his glory known. Listen very carefully, loved one. If you reject and resist the oppressive force of the weapon that was meant to test and refine you, then you are rejecting the sovereignty of Yahweh and the predetermined plan that he has chosen for you, specifically in order to bring you into personal calling. If the weapon bears suffering, then suffer well, endure, and step in to your calling. That is our devotional for today. And now we're going to do a little talking about this devotional, because this is such an important lesson for us to understand and comprehend. We are not always going to understand why certain things happen to us, why our Creator allows certain things to prevail and happen. But we must trust Him. We must trust Him. As we read in Isaiah 54:11, it said, "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." Listen to that again. "In the same with my word." His word. He speaks and it's going to happen. We have to get that and understand that. And what did he say will happen? Well, this was Isaiah 55:11. Well, let's look at what it says in Isaiah 46:10. In Isaiah 46:10, it says, "Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I planned will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish." So we see here in Isaiah 55:11 saying, "This is my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit." And Isaiah 46:10 says, "Everything I planned will come to pass." We cannot change the plans that our Creator has for us. We can only make the choice to walk with Him and fulfill His plan or walk against it. And that's the choice we have. To accept Him is to walk with Him. The invitation to his redemption, to Yeshua, comes in Isaiah 55 when it says, "Anyone who is thirsty, come and drink. Even if you have no money, come and take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food." You hear that? Listen to me. He's speaking. It will happen. Listen to me and you will enjoy it. "Come to me with ears wide open. Listen and you will find." Listen, listen, listen. "I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power amongst the people. I made him a leader amongst the nations. You also will command nations you do not know. And peoples unknown to you will come running to obey. Because I, Yahweh your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, has made you glorious." He's created every single one of us to be set apart. This isn't me telling you this. This is the words of our Creator. It says in verse 6, "Seek Yahweh while you can find him. Call on him now while you are near, while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to Yahweh that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our Elohim, for he will forgive generously." I'm going to read verse 7 again to you again. It says, "Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to Yahweh that he might have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our Elohim, for he will forgive generously." You know, in Ezekiel 33:11, it says, "Yahweh takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants them to turn or change from their wicked ways so we can live, so we can have life." What does to turn mean? Turn means to repent. To repent and stop trusting in our own thoughts. It says, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart." And we continue to look what he said. And are we trusting him? Because he's created us to be set apart. He's created us to be his vessel. He's created us to accept every part of his plan, and even that is when something doesn't seem like it's sensible to us to do. In verse 8 of Isaiah 55, it says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says Yahweh, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." We cannot lean on our own understanding, folks. There's no comprehension of what Yahweh's doing in our lives. You think Moses was leading on his own understanding when Yahweh said, "Go speak to Pharaoh"? Do you think Abraham was leading on his own understanding when Yahweh said, "Leave your family and go to the unknown"? Do you think Noah was listening to his own understanding when Yahweh said to him, "Build an ark"? Do you think the Apostle Paul was listening to his own understanding when Yahweh called him to go against everything his people, his tribe, and everything that he was brought up to be? We must go beyond our understanding and understand the power in the word of our Creator and trust it and go on faith. Verse 10 of Isaiah 55 says, "The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." How many of you are ready to reap the rewards of understanding, or at least listening, even if you don't understand, to our wonderful Creator? It says in verse 12, "You will live in joy and peace." Who will live in joy and peace? Those that trust in the word. "The mountains and the hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there was thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles and will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to Yahweh's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and his love." An everlasting sign of his power and his love. Listen to this, folks. Listen to me. In Genesis 1:3, it says, "Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light." Yahweh said, "Let there be light," when there was light. Do you think when Yahweh told Moses to go to Pharaoh, that Moses was thinking, if he can create light and create everything, why should I doubt him? It doesn't make sense. And I'm scared to go to Pharaoh, but Yahweh says to go. And you think, well, what's the big deal? That's some Disney movie where this cartoon character goes to this other cartoon character and it's Pharaoh. Listen, do you think Paul was leaning on his own understanding when Yahweh said to go to Caesar to go and preach the good news to him? And do you think that Moses was leading on his own understanding when he had to go into Pharaoh? That's like me saying, I'm going to go. Yahweh told me to go speak to the leader of ISIS. And I have to go to ISIS today. I have to go speak to ISIS, the leader of ISIS. And every single one of you would say that's a death sentence. And everything in my human understanding says, absolutely not. That's a death sentence. But when Yahweh says you go, you go. You do not lean on your own understanding. Yahweh said, "Let there be light." In verse 6 of Genesis 1, it says, "Yahweh said, let the space between the waters separate the waters and the heavens." In verse 9, it says, "Yahweh said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into place." In verse 11, Yahweh said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation." In verse 14, Yahweh said, "Let lights appear in the sky." In verse 20, Yahweh said, "Let the waters swarm." And all of these things happened. He speaks and it happens. So why do you doubt when he speaks to you? Why do you doubt when he says something to you? Let go of your human fear. Why do you not do when he says to do something? When he says do this and don't do that, why do you not listen to him? Again, we need to trust Yahweh more than we trust ourselves. It says in Luke 1:37, "For no word from Yahweh will ever fail." No word from Yahweh will ever fail. Does that not go right along with what it said in Isaiah when he said, everything I say will come to happen? I send it out and it always produces fruit. Always means 100% of the time, always, always producing fruits. Yahweh has a plan for us. Yahweh has a plan for us. And sometimes he's going to use things and ask us to do things that don't make understanding. Job 42:2 says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Do we have the heart of Job to believe that? That everything Yahweh can do, will do, and nothing of his purpose can be thwarted? And he said, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. And that same promise that was given in Genesis 28:15 is given to us today. We must fulfill our destiny in listening to our Creator. Going beyond understanding of what one verse says in the Bible and understanding who Yahweh is, and everything Yahweh says happened, and it came to pass. Everything Yahweh says will happen. Everything. Everything. It says in Genesis 2 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and Yahweh said, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that all things at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. We understand that. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. It's called obedience and trust and faith. Deuteronomy 30 verses 3 and 4 says, and when you and your children return to Yahweh, your Elohim, and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I commanded you today, Then Yahweh, your Elohim, will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you've been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. Are you ready to be set apart? Are you going to trust him and have faith in him? Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in verse 3:5-7, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. Psalms 62 verse 8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for Yahweh is our refuge. And it's easy to trust him during the good times. But what about during the bad times and the hard times? That's when people often leave. That's when people often run the other way. But 2 Corinthians 1 verses 4 to 5 says, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort Yahweh has given us. For the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh shows us with his comfort through Yeshua. Do we understand? Do we get this? Not that we won't suffer. It's that we must suffer well. We must suffer well. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you are Yahweh. Have not forsaken those who seek us or seek you. Are you seeking our Creator this morning? Remain confident in this. As it says in Psalms 27:13-14. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in a land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart and wait for Yahweh. It says in Lamentations 3:24-25, Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him, to ones who seek him. And then Job 13:15, the greatest example of putting this into action. The hardships. The idea of suffering well. In Job 13, verse 15, it says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Though he slay me, I will trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must remain faithful in him. We must not wander. These are the things that are unsaid. These are the things that make us who we are and take us to that next level of understanding and persevering. This is the difference between being set apart and not. And we're not always going to understand it, but we have to trust it. Do you comprehend what I just said? We're not always going to understand it, but we have to trust it. He wants only good for us. In John 13, verse 7, it says, Yeshua replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later will you understand." And in Romans 8, 20, it says, "And we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him. You have been called according to his purpose." His purpose. It's time we slow down and we started to reflect on what his purpose is and what he wants for us. And even if something's happening that doesn't seem right, maybe he's taking you to a different area. Maybe he's taking you to a different way. Remember Noah with the ark. Remember Moses with Pharaoh. Remember Paul going to Rome to preach the gospel. Remember all these things. And just slow down and be still and know that he is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. As he says in Psalms 46:10, he'll be exalted amongst the heathens and exalted in all the earth. This is important to understand. Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. That's where we must stand. His kingdom, his righteousness, to seek being set apart and understand what it is to be set apart, to read between these lines, to understand the things unsaid, to go beyond the understanding of human thinking, to separate ourselves to those that doubt and fear. To understand what it says in Deuteronomy 14:2, "You have been set apart as holy to Yahweh, your Elohim, and he has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure." That's you. That's you. You are set to be his royal priest. You have been set apart to do these things. Revelations 18:4, "Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in our sins, so that you will not receive any of our plagues." We must walk in set apartness. We must. Yahweh set you apart for himself. He wants you, those that are seeking him, to fulfill everything that he created you to when he spoke the words. He spoke the words of what he wants us to do. He spoke the words of what he wanted us to say in situations and how he wanted us to trust him. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will." It is Torah. It is Torah. We have to get this and be set apart, and set apart means different. There are so many blind people out there today. But we must persevere. "Do not follow the way of the wicked. Flee from evil and your evil desires and evil people. Take no part in their unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." Expose them. Accept the gifts that Yahweh gives us, and we're not going to do wrong. It tells us in the scriptures to not follow the crowd of the wrongdoing, but to be imitators of Yahweh, his beloved children, imitators of him. And it's not going to go well with you in the world. The world's not going to like these messages. The world's not going to want to hear these things from you. But we need to trust what the scriptures say. It says in John 14, verse 23 and 24, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father. His teachings are his commandments. His teachings are his commandments. Are you following them? Do you desire to follow them? Or are you making excuses why you don't think you have to? Now's the time to question your faith. Where is your faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see." Don't wait to see it. Don't wait to even understand it. Listen and trust and obey our Creator. It's going to turn out well. Listen and trust our Creator. Any of you out there that are suffering this morning, look at the things that are unsaid in Scripture. He said you will prosper. Maybe he's using this to strengthen you, to build you up, to make you set apart. He has other plans than you think he has. He doesn't want his people to just sit and suffer. He wants us to suffer well, to look for that good day that's waiting all of us. But we must not doubt him. We must be patient. We must have faith. It says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh. Because anyone who has come to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And then James 1 verses 6 and 7 says he must ask in faith without doubting. Do you doubt our Creator? Do you doubt that he wants nothing but the best for us? That he created us to be set apart and holy and to give glory to him in every situation? Stop doubting and start acting. It was by faith Abraham, when tested him, offered his son as a sacrifice, going against all human wisdom and understanding. Yahweh testing our faith. But then Yahweh pulls through and he tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, live by faith and not by sight. Live by faith and not by sight. When Yahweh spoke everything into existence, he spoke everything. And if you believe that, then you're going to believe Matthew 19:26 when Yeshua said, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. And if you disagree with that, then you're disagreeing Genesis 1 and you're disagreeing with creation. Yahweh created everything, including you, and he created you with the ability to do all things that he gives the opportunity to do. And then we have that choice. We have that choice. We must make the right choice. Yahweh, every single time, is there waiting for us to make that right choice. The way, the truth, and the life. Choose him and trust him with all your heart and stop leaning on your own understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of our Creator. The word spoken, hallelujah. I pray you're getting this today. You're motivated and inspired to rise above and let nothing get you down. The scriptures say, do not be dismayed. Do not fear man, to have joy, peace, and comfort. And that's where I pray you're at today. I pray this blessed you. Please share it with others and let others know. We must rise above and be set apart. Hallelujah. Suffer well, my friends. Suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
No, I'm not coming from the other side. I'm caught up in a raging sea. In darkness surrounds me, so relentless I feel like I'm drowning. My God is bigger than this, he's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this, his love is greater. My God is bigger than this, he's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this, his love is greater. Which way to go? I can't see what's in front.